Welcome to Let the Children Fly, where we empower families one parent at a time. I have a short teaching for you today called The Measurement of Judgment. This is a great way to teach your children the importance of not judging other people. Judgment is when we point the finger and we declare something over that person without seeing their heart and without seeing the full picture. We judge them as rude. We judge them as bossy. It's like we sit in the judgment seat and we say, you are this. No, they might have chosen to use control to feel safe in a particular situation, or maybe they sinned with their words, but it doesn't mean that they are rude. They chose to use rude words. So anyways, there's a different of truth-based, experiencing somebody in a truth-based way and actually judging them. And God says we have to be very careful that no bitter root of judgment springs up, as it will defile many. It's in Timothy. We have to be very careful of that. So let's read in Matthew 7:2. I encourage you to read this with your children. For in the same way you judge, you will be that you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure that you use, it will also be used to measure you. So I would get out a ruler, tape measure, and I would show the kids, okay, when we judge somebody, that's not okay. You can't do that. And like we're making a judgment, then that same measurement is going to apply to their own life. I want to give you a really good example of this. One of my children, I will not say their names, but one of my children snaps almost every day. Like every time we sit down as a family, the dog is with us. And the dog will use that time to like take a bath or like clean her paws or, you know, something like that. And this particular child cannot stand that clicking noise of the dog's tongue, you know, slapping against the paw or whatever. She is constantly saying, stop it, boo, stop it, boo. Oh, that's so annoying. I can't stand listening to that. Well, what's so funny about that is that this particular child is very loud when they eat. There's like this, they like savor their food. I have another child that just scarfs it all down really fast and, you know, 2.2 seconds. But this child like smacks their lips and like sucks on the food and just really like savors it. And there's a great sound that comes out of this particular child. If this child has gum, you're going to hear it. If this child is eating a sucker, you're going to hear it in the next room. Like this child is just very loud with their mouth, right? And one day they were snapping again at the dog. And I realized, sweetheart, you judge the dog for doing what dogs do. This is just how dogs take a bath. This is how dogs groom their paws or clean their eyes or whatever. And you are judging that dog as annoying, that you can't stand it. And that same measurement has actually come back on you when you eat. And it's funny, as soon as we realized that that was a judgment and that it was being used against her, the judgment actually broke over her feeling annoyed with the dog, and she still doesn't like it, but she's not totally annoyed like she was before. And suddenly, being aware of her loudness has kind of decreased too. I just think that's a really good testimony, an example of what does it look like to take that measuring stick, hold it against somebody else in a judgment, but how that also then comes back on you. And we want to break those judgments and not be full of being judgmental people.